Be'ez Hashem is welcome. We begin Perek Shlish, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Krishma, the Lord's recital of Shema, and the Sefer Av, the book of love of Hashem, which in this Perek we begin the discussion regarding things that get in the way of the recital of the Shema. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding the purity of the person himself. Hakoyer Shema, if someone says the Shema, Reichitz Yadav B'mayim Kodim Shiyukri, he has to wash his hands with water before he says the Shema, because generally we presume one's hands are busy and they would touch unclean places. Now, let's say it's the time for saying a Shema, and he doesn't find water before he could say the Shema. Lo ya'ach kri asa, should not delay the recital of the Shema, the yelech levakar shemayim, and go look for water. El mekaneach yodav, rather goes and wipes his hands, ba'ofer, in dust, or in rocks, or in the beam. Okay, it's similar types of things that you could rub your hands off on. And he says Shema, because really water is not critical. It doesn't say Erchatz B'mayim, it says Erchatz B'nikon, or wash. But cleanliness, what's called Midi D'manki, anything that can clean the hands, will be valid. Halacha Beis, regarding the purity of the place. In Koyren, one cannot recite, not in the bathhouse, not in the bathroom, even if there's no excrement there right now, it still will not qualify for machanecha kodesh, for your camp to be holy, where you have to when you recite things. And not in the cemetery, and not on the side of just one dead person, because of what's called loig l'rosh, it's embarrassing, shameful for the dead person who cannot do the mitzvahs. So it can't be near dead people either. Now, but if one distances himself four amis, which is around 6 to 8 feet, minakever from the grave, minamisa from the dead person, mutalikris, then one is permitted to say the Shema. It's not considered in the domain of that person, which is dalal amis. Whoever said the Shema in the place where you're not supposed to, chayis v'kayis has to say it over again, because since he violated the words of the sages, they penalized him and made him say it over again. Halacha gimel. Besakise hachadash, a new lavatory, shahuchim, which was prepared, but vadai lo nishtamish, but was never utilized as a bathroom. Mutalikris kriyash malanegda, you're allowed to say Shema facing it, avalibitachim, not inside of it. Now, merchas hachadash, however, a new bathhouse, which no one ever bathed in before, mutalikris betaychle, one is permitted to say the Shema inside of it, because it's not filthy, and also the name, like a bathroom, is not so disgraceful as as would be a bathhouse. Now, hoishne batim, if there was two rooms, one of them he designated for a lavatory. The Amalashani says regarding the second one, the and this, that's all he says. Hariyasheni Safik. Now the second one is in doubt. Did he designate also as a bathroom or not? Because possibly what he meant to say is and this also, or maybe he meant to say, and this for something else. Now the fikr therefore in Karim Malikatchila. So initially one should not recite the Shema in the other one, because maybe what's called the halachas of yodis, which is that you say that partial statement is like the whole statement that it was for a bathroom. But Vimkarv, he did say Shema over there, Yatzah's full obligation, because since designation, preparing it, is only a rabbinic elevation, they weren't stringent regarding the doubt if it was prepared, because it's a Safek Drabbanan, which is Lahakal. No, but if Amar says Gamzeh, notice he didn't just say, and this, he said, and this also, then Harei Shneim Zaman, then they both are considered designated, Vimkarv, and you know, I'll say Shema in the second one also. Chatzar HaMerchas, now the courtyard of the bathhouse, that's the area where the people are still dressed over there when they go into the bathhouse. Mutalikris by Krishma, one is permitted to say Krishma over there. Halacha Dalt. V'leik Krishma Bavad. Now this halacha is not only regarding the reciting of the Shema. Elikol inyan shumad divrei hakodesh, rather any topic from the holy words, for example, learning Torah or davening. Asul amr beves hamerchas beves hakisa, one is forbidden to say it in a bathhouse or in a bathroom. Bavel amar b'lashachol, even if he says it in a mundane language. Now, the loy l'amr b'lavad, and this wasn't only regarding saying the words, elafila har b'liboy, but even to think in one's heart, with divrei Torah, the words of Torah, b'vesa kise, in the bathroom, b'vesa mechatz, in the bathhouse, u'v'mok matanefes, or in a filthy area, v'hu, and what is that? Hamokam shesh b'tzoya amirik l'ayim, in the area where there's excrement, feces, or urine, usher, that, even that, just thinking, would be forbidden. Halacha hey, divanim shel chayil, mundane matters, mutu l'amr b'loshna kledesh b'vesa kise, one is permitted to say it in the holy language, with that is the language that the Torah is written in, Beves HaKis in the bathroom. And Mechina Kanoim, so too the names that we praise Hashem in a descriptive way, which are not God's defined names, for example, Racham, the merciful one, the Chanan, and the compassionate one, the Benemon, and the trustworthy one, the Kisim, and similar things like that, although we give those appellations to God, but it's not really his names. Mutulam Beves HaKis, you'll let us say them in the bathroom. But God's designated names, those are the names that one's not allowed to erase if one writes it. Those you're not allowed to mention in the bathroom, or in a used bathhouse. Now, but if it happens to be for a person lahafish min davar ha'aser to separate someone from doing something that's forbidden beveis hamechitz in the bathtub or beveis hakizur, even in the bathroom, the mafresh you could separate the person by telling him halacha, even in the holy language and in holy matters, because lahafish min esur hashani to separate someone from doing something forbidden is different. Halacha vav regarding excrement and urine. So tzayis adam, human feces. B'tzayis kalav v'mechazirim, and regarding the waste matter of dogs and swine, bizman sheyesh b'teichen oiris, that when there, and that's the qualification only in these last two, when there's hides inside of them, where they would do that to go ahead and use it for a type of tanning purposes, or b'chol tzayis shereichada, or any excrement that has a bad smell, could go in a like these, for example, let's say the red excrement of roosters, asa likras kriyash makinayim, one is not allowed to say the Shema facing them. And the chinkin neged meiruglaim shaladim, so to facing the urine of a human being, of a meiruglaim shalbahema, but the urine of an animal, current connected one is permitted to say shema facing it because it doesn't have a bad smell, and therefore that's not forbidden. Now, a cotton, a child, she'in yochel lechel kezayis dokin, they cannot eat, like a baby, they cannot eat an olive size of grain, bechdei in the matter of time, she'yochel agodl kesholish beitzim dogon, that an adult would be able to eat 3 eggs worth of grain, it's called kedechilis pras. Then you don't have to distance yourself from that baby's limits to us, not from his waste matter, but not from his urine, because it doesn't have a bad smell. Now, if the excrement, if the waste matter, was dry like earthenware, still also liquids connected, you say Shema facing it, because it still has the name of Tzaya on it. Now, let's say it was drier more than earthenware. That if you would throw the waste matter, it would crumble. Tzari kafa, that's like dust. Mutlik's connected, and you're allowed to say Shema facing that waste matter. Meir Glaim regarding urine, Shinivla Bakarka get absorbed in the ground. If the hand would become moist, even not that it can make something else moist, but the hand itself would become wet to the touch, us liquids connect them, it's forbidden to say Shema facing them. But from love, if not, even if you could tell that there was urine over here, but if it's no moisture here at all, mutra, then it's permitted. How far does a person have to go from the waste matter and from the urine? And then they can say the Shema. So that's arba amos, an area of 4 amos, which is considered a different domain. Now, but midrum, when do we say this? That's only if it's behind him, or if from the sides. If it was facing him, then you have to be as far as that your eyes would not be able to see, and then you can say the Shema. But when we say this, that you have to distance yourself from them, it's only if it's in the same area, the same house, same room as them, in an equal space. But if there was an elevated area of 10 tefachim, or a lower area by a height of 10 tefachim, then you could be right there on the side of them, and you could say, even in the same room, because it's considered like a different area because of the 10 tfachim gap of height in, of either higher or lower. Because there's this gap between them. But as long as he, again, he doesn't have the bad odor, doesn't smell it from where he is. So let's say he covers a bowl, a vessel, over the excrement, or on the urine. Although it's with him in the same room, it's like it's buried, he would be able to say Shema facing where the area of the waste matter is. Let's say between him and the excrement, this dirty feces, was a partition of glass. Although he sees the waste matter right there behind the glass, right on the side of it, because it really doesn't depend on seeing it. It depends on being covered. Because the pasuk says, that you should cover what comes out from you, the waste matter. That's specifically regarding tzaya versus that of erva. Now, if a person put a quarter of a log of water into a urine of one session of urination, so then you're allowed to say the krishma there, even within the dalar amas, for each session of urination, the revius of water helps to nullify it. Halachid alf. He said, tzaya beguma. If there was waste matter in a pit, so what you could do is, oimin besandale ala guma bakar, you could stand with your sandal over the pit, and you could say the shema, because it's being covered, which is chesisa, it's being covered by his sandal. But the provision is sandoli negeba. But it can't be that his shoes, his sandal, is touching the waste matter because the shoe is like your clothing. You can't have waste matter on your clothing. Now, let's say facing him was feces. There was very little, like a drop. So what you could do is rik over, so you could spit on it, like a thick spit, actually discuss until it's covered, recurring, then you could say, sure, because it's covered. Now, let's say there was this residue of waste matter on his skin. Let's say his hands are dirty from the bathroom, but there's no real waste matter. And it didn't have a bad smell, and they cut none, because it was so little, because it was so dry. The mutter liquors, then you're allowed to say the Shema. Because it doesn't have a bad smell. But it was in its original place, meaning by the anus, where one excretes this waste matter, then even though you don't see it when the person's standing, but since it could be visible when he's sitting down, when then it opens up and you could see, also liquors, you now say the Shema, you clean it out very well. Because waste matter is moist, and it has a bad smell. Moreover, many of the Ga'inim, the period before the Rambam, the Rishonim, they ruled, a person actually is not allowed to say the Shema, if his hands were filthy, and that's appropriate to do because it's still disgraceful to say the Shema, even though there's no actual waste matter to say Shema in that state. A bad smell that has an origin, meaning the waste matter is there and it's bringing up a bad smell. So machrik arba amos, you have to distance yourself 4 amos, v'kari, and then you can say the Shema, in pasek adech, if where you are, you don't have the smell, it stops. But then like pasek adech, but if the smell doesn't stop where you are, machrik ad melkem, shal pasek adech, even though you're more than dalet amos, you have to go as far away as where the smell stops. Now v'she'im le'ikr, but it doesn't have an origin, what does that mean? For example, mishiyotim en ruach mamata, if someone has that he flatulates, that wind comes out from him from beneath, in his lower region, where it creates a bad smell, all he has to do is distance himself at the place where the smell stops, and he can say the Shema, even though it's not even dalet amos away. Grof shel ri'i v'ovid shemei raglayim. The terms grof and ri'i are both earthenware vessels, and they mean the same thing. It's just that ri'i is for the waste matter is grof, and by urine you call it ovid, but it's a urinal or a toilet that they're designated for one to relieve themselves. Us licorice creation might connect them. One's not allowed to say Shema facing them. Even though there's nothing in it, doesn't have a bad smell. Nishim kebesa kizik has a halachic status like a bathroom since it's designated for it. And if you would put in a rabbis of water, it wouldn't be effective like the halach of any bathroom. Halach yad gimel tzoyo yivetis. If there's waste matter that's passing by, for example, let's say the waste water was a dirty diaper that was floating on the water on the river passing him. So as licorice connected, he's not saying Shema. He's not saying Shema facing that waste matter. Now the mouth of a swine, kitzoya veras dami, has a locha like passing waste matter because he's always filthy and all the garbage. And vasaluk is connected, and never one's not say Krishma facing him, actually Avida Mimena Arba Amas until he passes by him already in the area of Dalet Amas. Halacha Yadal. Let's say someone's milsing Shema and he's middle walking, which you're allowed to say as you're walking, and he gets to a filthy place. Should not put his hand on his mouth as like a covering and say the Shema as if that's going to help. No, he has to stop until he bypasses that area itself. And he flatulates and a bad odor comes out from beneath him. Yafsik has to stop until the bad odor stops. And then he goes and resumes his recital of the Shema. And the same thing is regarding the learning of Torah. In contrast, yatzer ruach mechaveda, but let's say if his friend flatulates and he passes gaz, afa b'shemafzik l'krishim, although with the Shema you have to stop because of the bad odor, but in the place of the retire, if it's his friend, his chavrusa, someone else in the base medrash, that flatulates, then he doesn't have to stop learning. The reason for that is because a person would always have to be leaving the base medrash, can't learn on the outside if anyone flatulates himself, he could be careful, but for Krishma, he could go outside and say it, and therefore for Krishma, he would have to stop, but for words of Tyre, if someone else passes gas, he wouldn't have to stop learning. Halacha des vav. Ha'ikari kriya shema b'bayis. If someone was saying the Shema in the house, v'nistapik lo'im yesh shem tzayim meim raglam. He's not sure, is there excrement or there's urine? Oy ein shema, maybe there isn't. He's not sure, is there waste matter here somewhere in this room? He's in with the liquors. So he's allowed to say the Shema, and because we presume generally that a room is not a place with waste matter. Now, but ha'ikari b'ashba, let's say he was saying it in the garbage dump. And the topic Lam Yeshem say, not sure is there waste matter behind ancient or there isn't. La Yikrach Yibdik, then he shouldn't say the Shema until he checks, because Shacheska Ashba Shiva Mokamatanevis. We presume that a garbage dump is a place where there's filth, people throw out dirty diapers, all these types of things, and therefore he wouldn't be able to say until he checks. But regarding a doubt, if there's urine, I feel about Ashba Mutalikrit, and even the garbage dump, one is allowed to say the Shema, because really the whole biblical prohibition is only regarding a stream of urine. And therefore, since it's a doubt now regarding not a stream, but rather just, let's say, a puddle of urine, so because of that doubt, then he would be permitted to say the Shema. Halakhata Zayin, distancing oneself from erva, from the nakedness. So Kashim Sha'asa Likrits Keneged Tzayu Meraglayim, just like we said that it's forbidden to say the Shema facing feces or urine, Ashayachir, until you distance yourself. Kach Asa Likrits Keneged Erva, so to one's forbidden to say the Shema facing the generally covered areas, Ashayachsapanav, until he turns his face around. And that's a filagoy, even from a Gentile, we don't consider it like an animal, or a cotton, or even of a child. The Yukra Keneged Erva, one should not say the Shema facing their general area. And even if there's a partition of glass separating, which we said works for Tzaya or Merlaim, but here, and here the Pasuk is, it uses a terminology of seeing. So since he sees it, Asalikris, so he's not allowed to say the Shema, she acts upon him until he turns his face the other way. And b'chol gufa isha, the whole body of the woman is erva, is considered as erva. Lafika le'istaka b'gufa isha, k'shurkai, shouldn't be looking at the body of a woman when seeing the Shema. Nafal ishti, even if it's his wife. And v'imhoye b'gula tefach m'gufa, and therefore if it's uncovered a handbreadth from her body, from where place is usually covered, the yikur connected, he's not say Shema facing her, which Agoyes Maimon says that specifically regarding his wife. But other women, even less than the tefach, would be an erva, and one would be forbidden to say the Shema facing her. Halach yedzayin. Now, Kashem Shu Asa Keneged Erva Zachem, just like he's forbidden to say the Shema facing other people's erva, other people's covered areas, which generally the general area, or by woman, any of the covered areas. Kacho Asa Likas Keneged Erva Zachem, so he's forbidden to say the Shema facing his own erva. And the Likas Kshu Arm, he's not say the Shema when he's undressed, Achei Chas Erva Zachem, until he at least covers his genital area. Now, Hoysach HaGoydah Shal Beged, if let's say he had a belt of cloth, or leather, or sack, al Masnav, on his loins, which is the lower region which would cover by his waist and beneath. So afpi shashar gufa arum, even though the rest of his body is uncovered, mutul lelikris krishma, again, he's allowed to say the Shema, as long as the erva is covered. V'hu shaliyya akeva negev revasav, as long as his heel or really any other part of his body doesn't touch the erva. Hayashim betalisay v'haya arum, if someone was sleeping in his blanket and he was undressed, so even though his whole body is covered, but he has to separate with his blanket beneath his heart, separating between his heart and his erva, his genital area, and he could say the Shema. But he can't separate by his neck, put his blanket against his neck and say the Shema, because although it's going to stop his eyes, but his heart is going to see the erva. And then it's like he's saying the Shema without a belt, which is forbidden because even the heart is not supposed to see his erva. Halach yitches. Shnayim shal yishenim betalas echas. If you have two people sleeping under the same blanket and they're undressed, kol echad mehem osa likras, either one of them is not allowed to say the Shema. Af pi sheichasa mitachzi, but although even though he's going to pull the blanket beneath his heart by his waist to separate, because it's achatei talas mafsekes beinehem. He has to also have the blanket separating between him and the other person sleeping underneath the blanket. Until kedishli yiga b'sar zeb b'sar zeb, until neither one of their skins is touching the other one's skins, mimasna b'lamata, from the waist down, because if not, by the fact of their skin touching will bring to thoughts of sin, which is problematic during the time of the Shema. Now v'mhoyu yoshenim ishtoi, if he was sleeping with his wife, oivonav v'neves haketanim, or with his sons, or the young members of the household, which he's accustomed to, and it doesn't bring him to these types of thoughts. Hadigufim kagufa, their bodies, like his body, he doesn't sense any sensory experience to be problematic in the middle of saying the Shema. Therefore, even if his skin is touching them, marks upon him, all he has to do is turn his face around because he shouldn't see their erva, because that's even for a cotton. And again, he separates, he puts his, let's say, blanket beneath his heart. Currently, he can say the Shema like that, even though he's touching their body from the waist down. Halacha test. Now, ad imo sahim ketan leim zeb, regarding this halacha, what age do we say they're considered as minors, that it could be sleeping with them in the bed and say the Shema? So Achi has Zachar ben Shteim Eser Shonu B'Mechad. It's a boy up until the age of 12 and 1 day. V'Nakeva Bas Achas Eser Shonu B'Mechad, and a girl up until the age of 11 and 1 day. Who, and that is Shtei Tavnisim Ketavnis Gedolim, that their body structure is like the structure of adults. Meaning, paraphrasing a pasuk, Shadayim Nachainu, their breasts are developed Usorech Tzimeich, and their hair is sprouting. Achakach, and then after that age, Leikro, he's not to say the Shema Achatavsik Talis my name until you have a talis separating between the two of them. Now, Avalam Adayim Lahayu, but if you don't have this Shadayim Nachainu Usorech Tzimeich, they haven't really reached the age of puberty. They haven't really developed. Then actually, Kaidimon Bekev Basar, then you, even after that age, he could say the Shema with their skin touching. Benitzar Chavis, you don't have to have a separation. Ah, she has Zachar, 1 year later, she has Zachar ben Shleisha Ezer Shonu B'Mechad, until a boy, until the age of 13. When the cave and the girl, Bashtim Ezer Shonu B'Mechad, which is the age of 12 and 1 day, which then they're already adults, then even if they're not fully developed, would be problematic to say the Shema with their skin touching until he has a separation between him and their skin.